Oshet Audio presents Daughters of Eve, written by Lois Duncan, read by Rebecca Gibble.
How could anyone know for sure what went on in all the neat white houses that lined the streets of a pleasant and sleepy little town like Modesta? Behind each door, there was a family, and every family held its own secrets. Daughters of Eve. For my niece, Sherry Arquette. Chapter 1. The calendar placed the first day of fall on the 23rd of September, and on the afternoon of Friday the 22nd, Christy Grange walked slowly down Locust Street, her backpack heavy on her shoulders. Her head was bent forward beneath the additional weight of the last load of official summer sunshine. It had been a long summer for Christy. A terrible summer, she told herself resentfully. The kind of summer when anyone with any common sense left Modesta for somewhere else. The heat had begun in the early mornings. She'd woken up to it, feeling her body damp and sticky beneath the thin material of the oversized t-shirt she slept in, and by the time she was dressed in cutoffs and a tank, the droplets were already beginning to collect along her hairline and in the hollows under her arms and behind her knees. By noon, the walls of the Grange home had enclosed the sort of heat one might expect to find in an oven. "I don't know why you won't let me turn on the air conditioning," she'd complained to her mom. "Why do we have it if we don't use it? It's crazy."
"Your dad's the one who pays the utility bills, not you, Christy," Mrs. Grange had said shortly.